Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is 9 o'clock. It is Saturday morning. And you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And as always, if you would like to call in and talk with me or my guests, the number for the station is 513-563-1480. We would love to hear from you. This week, I'm proud and honored to have my lifelong friend and sponsor, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. Rick, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
All right. Are we getting some golfing in this week?
Yeah. I don't know about this way. I think it's next weekend.
Is it next Friday?
I think so.
You know, I think my listeners are going to get bored with me talking about golf all the time.
Nah. It's the I'm just a little tired from watching the Reds game last night.
You know what? What a game. Holy
Amazing.
Crap.
Amazing.
That was unbelievable. Yeah, so
I switched over the draft for the 2-hour rain delay.
Yeah.
And then I switched back over, and then, you know, they went down by two, and then it was just, I mean, it's awesome right now.
Well, I tell you what, I watched, I think it was the seventh inning or the bottom of the eighth, top of the eighth, when Santion came in and he gave up, gave up the three run and gave up the lead, but you watched it before. And Matt McClain finally showed up, hit a couple of home runs.
Yeah.
So hopefully his bat's coming around.
Nathaniel Lowe.
Nathaniel Lowe, man. And then the bottom of the ninth, boom, you know, a walk-off homer. And I think there was maybe like 20 people left in the stands after the rain.
Remember back in the day when they would do the whoop in the outfield?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the dog thing.
I didn't hear any of that.
The dog howling? Well, maybe they finally kicked those people out. I don't know. Either that or maybe they were up in OTR. Who knows? But, yeah, what an amazing start to the season for the Reds. I'll tell you what, lifelong fan of the Reds and the Bengals, and it's great to finally see the Reds in a position to where, you know, they're in first place. They're tied with the Cubs.
Yeah. Who have won 10 in a row.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, well, a good thing is that we'll go to, I don't know if it's this week or the next week, we go to Pittsburgh for four games, and then we go to Chicago for four games.
Oh, that'll be a big
one. So that's like an early season. Even though Pittsburgh wasn't supposed to be that good.
Yeah.
I mean, their young pitching is amazing. You know,
oh, yeah.
Paul Skeens, of course, but their pitching's awesome.
Yeah, Skeens, Bubba Chandler, even Mitch Keller is looking really
good.
And
they got Cruz.
Yeah, O'Neill Cruz, who's tearing it up. I think he batted like, 212 last year, and now he's tearing it up
bats like 1,000 against the Reds.
Well, you know what? So in the course, the Cubs, remember, who's the Reds killer for the Cubs? Ian Happ.
See?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. By the way, folks, this is a real estate show, not a sports talk program. But you know what? That's okay, because when Rick and I get together, and Rick and I have known each other pretty much our entire lives since we were in diapers, probably I would say at least 50 years.
Close to it.
Close to 50 years. We always talk about this kind of stuff and other stuff, but we're not going to talk and stuff that we can't talk about on the radio. So
It's true.
But anyway, so the Reds are in town this weekend, and also, something that caught my eye, and I'm actually really interested in checking it out, is this is Asian. It's Asian Food Week.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So down at the Court Street. Now, have you been down to Court Street since they've made all the changes down there?
No, they haven't been down there in a minute.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So Court Street is now kind of like, I think it's like closed off, and it's nothing but like little restaurants and like bars and things like that. It's really a nice little area. Actually, one of my clients who from Colorado came in town and took me down to one of the, I think it was Court Street Grill. Mm. Talk about some awesome food. Their steaks, oh my God, absolutely incredible. Just absolutely incredible food.
Really?
So Asian Food Week is down there, and there's a lot of different vendors. Like, let's see, like Thai table. So if you like Thai food, I like Thai food.
I love Thai food.
Oh yeah, Thai food's awesome. Tenji Sushi. Sticks on Stone Bowl, Pacific Bowls. I've tried Pacific Bowls too. I think they have a place up in Montgomery.
Is that like a kind of like a yummy bowl kind of a thing? Is but Asian?
I think so, but it's more like Pacific Islander food, and it's a little bit different. It's extremely spicy, very good. Lotus Thai and Sushi, Gimme Bop, and Duck Beijing House. And then there's some favorites that are down there, like the Lumpia Queen, Kung Fu Tea. And Nico Sushi and Korean. So a lot of different, good vendors down there, and which I think is great because, you know, Cincinnati is really, it's great to have all of these different food fests. So like Oktoberfest, right? We have Taste of Cincinnati. We have Asian Italian. Food Fest. We have,
The Italian
Food Fest, right? We have the, Geta Fest.
Geta.
Which
some people hate, some people love.
Well, you've got to be from Cincinnati to appreciate it. You know,
I loved it when I was younger.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I'm like, okay.
I know. Isn't it crazy that, I don't say crazy, but I think it is just natural. Like, you know, you get to a certain point where, you know, you have to admit to yourself that there's some things you just cannot enjoy and eat as much as we used to. I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I went to Taco Bell, and I flipping love Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco.
I know, right? Especially after, you know, golfing. we'll leave that one alone.
Yeah.
But anyways, so how's the world of real estate right now, man? You got to be cranking it.
Yeah, we're getting pretty busy. I think I've got in the last 4 days, I think we've gotten 9 contracts.
Nice.
Me personally, I've received 4, and then of course the office. And mm-hmm. then my Dayton branch is popping a little bit. You know, I think they've got 11 contracts in the last like 2 weeks.
That's so, really awesome.
Yeah, Dayton's just a little lower of a market, so you got to get more for that. You know,
well, but the thing is though, the Dayton market though is still very affordable.
Very taxes.
Yeah,
and we always talk about that when I come on the real estate taxes, especially in Hamilton County.
Yeah. Oh God.
You know,
well, depending on the school district. Right.
Yeah, but up there, unless you're in like Springboro or Centerville area. Taxes are relatively low. Or Huber Heights.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Going back to that, so we were talking about, you know, school districts. So recently, I have a client that, you know, we're looking in the Loveland because he needs to have Loveland schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran across a situation where we found a house, liked it. Well, we put in a really strong offer. And my client has, you know, a great position financially, right?
Yeah.
So we put in this incredibly strong offer. We were 20 grand over, and we still lost. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought those days were over.
And you don't like doing that.
Huh?
I know. You don't like going over.
No.
This price.
Well, okay.
The appraisal gap thing.
If the comps support it.
Yeah.
Right? So if a home is priced a little bit below market, I can justify to my client, say, hey, here are the comparables. Yeah, I think we can do this without having to worry about. But here's the thing: he had enough down that it would have been an appraisal waiver.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He put over 20.
He was putting over 50.
Yeah.
So we would have had an appraisal waiver, and we wouldn't have to.
Depends.
It depends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but most likely.
You know what? Tell you what. Let's talk about that for a second, because if you are a home buyer out there, and you actually do have a good cash position, and you are going to put more than 20% down on a house. How does that work with appraisal waivers?
So when we run a loan, so running a loan means we have an automated underwriting system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we get all your income information, you find a property, you put an offer in, the address has to be put in the application for us to run through our automated underwriting system to receive an appraisal waiver. So it runs through, so Fannie May has it's called Desktop Underwriter, DU, and then Freddie has one called LP. It's Loan Prospector.
Okay.
So when you run it through, it will either give you a DU will give you an appraisal waiver saying that they accept the value that the contract is written on, so you don't need an appraisal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And LP will give you a collateral waiver, which is the same thing.
Sure.
So that means that they'll accept the value, and then basically if you choose to do an appraisal, which we've had it where we've received an appraisal waiver before.
Yeah.
And the buyer still wants to get an appraisal. So, and we've actually had an instance where we got an appraisal waiver and the appraisal came in low.
Oh, wow.
So that guy shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, but most 95% of the time, people just take the appraisal waiver, saves them between $550, $600.
Well, it can also save the old, the nasty appraisal gap coverage.
Yes.
Which, you know, people are still doing. So, all right. Well, that's great information.
Yeah.
So as we're getting into the spring market here and things are starting to heat up, literally both, outside and with
Cincinnati.
Well, yeah. Oh God. I've got six pendings for May right now.
No, I'm talking about the weather.
Oh, the weather. Yeah,
yeah. It's going to be went 80, and then today's going to be 70s, and then you're going to go down to like the.
I know. We get all 40s. Well, you know what they say. If you don't like the weather here, wait 15 minutes.
I almost said a cuss word.
I'm like, right.
No crap.
So, well, right, yeah, and you know, and well, and speaking of real estate too, you know, so one of the, you know, because one of the areas that has been hit hardest right now, I think, is OTR, because we've been dealing with an increase in crime. Clients that I've worked with do not want to go into downtown. Yep. You know, in fact, you know, even you know, try just going down for an event is, you know, because I'm worried about the Taste of Cincinnati coming up in May, because you know we've got a if you want to call them leaders, that really, I don't know if they really have the city's best interests at heart.
It seems like there's a lot of fighting within.
I think, yeah. And I don't necessarily, yeah. And I think it's, you know, the administration, I think, you know, they've got their word salads together, because, you know, what happened this week with, you know, with Chief Thiege, outside of it being completely dead wrong, you know, here's somebody that has spent, you know, pretty much her entire life.
40 years.
Yeah, 40 years, her entire, most of her life serving this city without one single episode or one single incident of, you know, malfeasance or done anything wrong or any kind of documented issues, right, with her performance. And then all of a sudden you have this event that happened last July, and we're having more of those incidents happen, right? Look at opening day. And here's where I lost complete and total faith in this mayor, because who in their right mind would be a leader of this city and not be in Cincinnati for opening day of the baseball season?
I don't think he knew.
Even if whether he knew or he didn't, he should have been here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, since opening day is like one of the biggest holidays in the city.
Oh,
right?
No, it is a holiday.
It is a holiday. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I mean, worked, but.
I mean, I do too, but, you know, it's, everybody takes it off.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you have the Finley Market Parade. You have thousands of people that are downtown enjoying themselves, having a good time. And what did this mayor do? He was off on vacation.
You know, you remember when the Reds used to be the first game in the Major League because of the tradition of being the first Major League Baseball team and everything like that. And you've gone away from that to where it starts in, like, Japan or wherever now. But to in my opinion, to boldly not show up and not be in the city for that, is
that says something.
That says a lot.
That really does say something about,
I think, to the Cincinnatians too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we were born and raised here, me and you. Yeah. I mean, we're from the east side.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, imagine how the west siders feel. We know how they are.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know, I mean? The west siders are you know, they bleed Cincinnati red and white, you know. So and just bleed Cincinnati in general. I mean, that's where the chief is from, on the west side of town. And
well,
you know,
former chief.
Well, I don't know if she'd even want her job back at this point if you have to deal with this mayor. And,
she
wants it back, and she's suing the mayor, she's suing the city manager, and she's suing the city. And you know what? Rightfully so.
And they're going to litigation.
Because what happened was dead wrong. This should not have happened. In fact, this should have, you know, in my opinion, and again, as much as I try to stay out of politics, folks, and I'm telling you, this stuff does affect real estate. These decisions, because you're going to have homes that are going to come on the market that are not going to sell. You're going to be losing tax revenue in the city, which means taxes are going to have to go up on the people that live in the city.
They already have.
Yeah. So, you know, like the city proposed an additional, some kind of a sales
1%
tax. 1%. Yeah, 1% sales tax for certain restaurants or certain areas within the urban core. So you have all this going on, and you've got a mayor and a city council that are basically kind of brushing this off, saying it's, you know, pointing the fingers, putting the blame elsewhere, and not taking responsibility for getting us back to what made us a great city. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a special caller who's going to talk about what's been going on this week. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The ultimate tribute to the Beatles is back. The Fab Four presents A Hard Day's Night, a celebration of the iconic Beatles album. October 25th, Tap Theater, featuring the music of the Beatles film A Hard Day's Night and all the hits. Everyone will enjoy the best Beatles show. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com and the Tap Theater box office. The Fab Four presents A Hard Day's Night live.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on. Let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon, excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Tasty brew, friendly crew, and a great menu. All this and more is what you will find at the Indian Mound Cafe, a great neighborhood cafe located in the heart of Norwood. Crave a great burger, chicken wing, homemade soup, and the best gumbo in town, then the Indian Mound Cafe is the place for you. Enjoy one of our daily specials or a house salad and a soup of the day. Easy to get to, just a half mile north of the Norwood Lateral at 5226 Montgomery Road. Come down to the mound.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Again, if you would like to tune in or give us a call and talk with us this morning, 513-563-1480. Would love to hear from you. And before we went to break, we were discussing a little bit about what was happening in downtown this week, and with Chief Thiege, or former Chief Thiege. And I can't even think of a more, in my opinion, more of a political statement that was trying to be made here by, you know, letting the chief go. However, there was an audio tape that came out after the press conference from Thiege's attorney yesterday that I didn't get a chance to listen to, but I do have my good friend Christopher Smitherman on the phone who can fill us in and give us some updates. So, Christopher, are you there with us this morning, my friend?
I am with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. So, we talked a little bit before the show, so we know our take on what's going on with the mayor, the city manager, and chief. And I'm still going to call her Chief Thiege. She's not a former chief in my mind. She's still the chief. What an absolute clown show this is becoming.
It is, and one of the things, you know, my takeaway from the press conference yesterday, a few things. Number one is she still wants to be the chief. And her lawyer said that they were going to have that impartial hearing, that he believed the outcome would be she would be reinstated as the chief. So let's not miss that detail, because that could happen.
Yeah.
Number two, he also indicated that they were going after the mayor criminally. Mm-hmm. I have really not seen that reported, but what Chief Thiege's lawyer said is we went into private negotiation for settlement, and the mayor breached that when he spoke about the $7.5 million offer
that
they made. Okay, so the reality of it is the mayor should never have shared that information. And you are a realtor.
Yeah.
So if somebody puts their house up on the market for $1 million, that's their prerogative. They might have walked in and said, hey, man, I want $7.5 million, thinking, first of all, it shows Chief Fiji's anger towards how they are treating her and her reputation and her life as a law enforcement officer, meaning you see former chiefs going out and doing all kinds of other security jobs beyond their profession.
Of course.
As a chief. And so what they've done is they have really hurt her reputation and her ability to continue to work beyond this job. And so she could have said, I want $7.5 million. So the reason the mayor did that, the reason he said it, is he was, again, trying to tarnish her reputation. And what you heard from her lawyer, that was illegal. And not only are we now going after them civilly, we're going after them criminally. The last point I want to make is you heard this notion that the mayor said to the manager, speculation, or this is their side of the story, that the mayor said, if you don't fire the police chief. Now, he's talking to the city manager and all vested power to terminate and hire the police and fire chief lies with the city manager.
Right.
But you heard the corruption where they're implying here that the mayor said to the city manager, if you don't fire the chief, city manager, this is the mayor,
you're
Mayor
fired.
Pureval, I'm going to fire you.
Yep. Well,
wow.
And again, that, you know, again, that totally is against what, you know, when you listen to the mayor's word salad responses to questions after the city manager's press conference of firing the chief. You know, all he did was, well, I support the city manager and I put everything back on the administration. And he's putting everything back on the administration. Like, well, that's an administration thing. And, that, you know, it's like, and, you know, the words like process and collaboration and all this other. I mean, who prepares the word salad for this?
I think
mayor?
He actually said, he's like, well, I heard it was 7.5.
Oh, he
like,
heard.
He heard, quote unquote, right? He didn't.
Garbage.
Like,
he knew.
He was told that, like, he didn't know already. I mean, you're the mayor.
Yeah.
You know.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows. And the reality of it is why he thought he was being cute by saying, I heard, and that would protect him.
No.
And what you heard Chief Fiji's lawyer say, you didn't protect anything. You actually breached our agreement, and that's a criminal act, and we're going to go after you criminally.
Mm-hmm.
Our petition that we believe will be ready for signatures midweek or end of next week really is the penicillin to some of this.
Amen.
Because if we had the petition and it was in our charter, the mayor would never go to the manager and say, fire the police chief, because the city manager would say, that power is not vested.
Yeah.
I must go to the board of directors for that.
Correct.
And the mayor never would have wanted that in the public domain.
No,
because
of course
that
not.
Would have meant you would have had to go through her personnel file and really justify why you're recommending the termination. And that is the point of the petition. We want to say, guess what, city manager? You don't have that power. You must go to the city council that are elected and get seven members of council to confirm the hiring and the termination of a police chief. And what it will do is give our police chief more independence to do their job and say, guess what? I don't agree with you, city manager. I think we need to allocate police in this way.
Right.
But if you can get seven members of council to agree to terminate me, go for it.
And I think that's like what democracy is supposed to be, or democracy, right? You're supposed to go through that.
You can't just say you're fired
because I want you to be.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't. Yeah, I mean, even though we're Ohio is an at-will employment state, but still, when you're in that type of a position, you know, yeah, I mean, if the CEO of a company is to be ousted, it's not done through one person; it's done through a board decision.
Yeah, and this is a government.
That's right.
Yeah,
this is a government, a city government, right? It's
right.
You can't just go, you know what? I don't like you. I don't like the way you handled this riot or whatever, and just say, Miss City Manager, you have to fire him or you're fired. I mean, what is that?
That's right.
It's absurd. Well, okay, Chris. So,
and look at the and remember also, it was disclosed that when the Chief Fiji went to this, I'm going to call it kangaroo hearing a week ago or last week, and they released the audio.
Yeah.
She was explaining that, look, she said explosive things. She said, Cincinnati Public Schools, you need to get control of your kids, right?
Yeah.
And so now you have the school board putting pressure on the city manager. I don't like that the chief came and told us that.
Well,
so what?
Who cares?
You don't like it. Who cares?
Right.
They're telling the truth. All of us are frustrated sometimes with the youth and our concern about curfew or our concern about are they showing up to school. And the police are bearing the brunt of that.
Right.
She also indicated that she was concerned that Irish Rowley was intervening on police business.
Yep.
And the concern is that that power vested in only one person, the city manager, is ripe for corruption. And we should not have a city manager bearing this burden saying, I have all the power to determine whether you're fired or hired. You've got to go to the board of directors of the city, the nine members of council, to get that kind of confirmation. And that's why our petition is so important.
And we've already been through a lot of corruption on
Oh, absolutely. You ain't kidding. Yeah. Well, and you know what, and Chris, in that in your petition makes total sense. You know, of the opposition, the other side, of course, you know, the city council and the mayor saying, well, that makes it more of a political process and it can drag on and on and on. Not no, I don't necessarily see that. Why would that be the case if, you know, because like just like when you get somebody confirmed for the Supreme Court, yeah, they got to go through hearings, but more often than not, They get appointed to that post.
Yeah,
so confirmed. Why is the mayor and the city council saying that this is going to be a drag on political thingamajig? It doesn't make any sense, right?
Because they can.
Because what political body would come out and say, "I want less power," but I'll explain it to you. City council wants to be Pontius Pilate. They want to act as if they don't know what's going on here, so they don't have to answer any questions. Notice how not one member of council has given an interview over the last 24 hours about what is happening with our police chief or our fire chief, because their position is, I don't know. And anybody listening to this who believes that the nine members of council do not know, right, that is absolutely absurd. They absolutely
know.
And the mayor wants to be able to say, I wasn't involved with this at all. It was just the city manager's decision. Now we know that the mayor was putting pressure on the city manager to fire the police chief. He just wasn't showing his hand to the public. And there lies the political corruption.
What a bunch of lies.
We should know if the mayor is putting his hand on the scale. And we do that by having the public hearing or having those, as we would say, the Senate confirmation hearings that you were talking about for a Supreme Court justice. It's our right as the public to be able to have this stuff flushed out so everybody can see it in the public.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And it doesn't matter who sits in the mayor's office or who sits in city council chambers, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. We, the public, have a right to know because it affects... And I said it, you know, it affects everything that we do, whether it be financially, socially, security, whatever. It affects everything.
And Sean, guess who pays the bill? At the end, when Chief Fiji or Chief Washington, the
taxpayers.
Fire chief, settle, the taxpayers are the one who pays the bill. It's not the city manager and it's not the mayor.
No.
I want to make it clear here and say this. We have a mayor whose car was repoed.
Yeah, twice.
And we have a city manager somewhere in her personal life where she filed bankruptcy.
Sheetal Pete.
And both of them are managing a $1 billion budget. Now, the citizens of Cincinnati, elections have consequences. This is who you put into power.
Yeah.
But now we're seeing the level here, right, of incompetence. And the people that should be looking themselves in the mirror are the voters of Cincinnati.
Agreed.
It's a tough thing to do, but the reality of it is elections have consequences.
Well, and Chris, and you know what? Your points, as always, you know, ring home, and I hope for my listeners,
there's no Republicans there. I'm going to have, it's all
one party.
You've got to have
another
voice. You've got to have another voice, too.
Yeah, so... Anyway, hey,
people,
Chris,
can
is
follow me on X.
Yeah,
@VoteSmitherman on X. Follow me, and what we'll, you'll get clear updates when that petition goes live for city voters who want to find the petition, sign the petition, and even take a petition, and if they want to circulate it. Thank both of you for the opportunity to come on today. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you're welcome, my friend. And as always, love to you and your family. And we'll look forward to seeing you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Rick and I are going to talk some more real estate. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
The Happy Together Tour 2026, starring The Association, The Troggs, Chicago former lead singer Jason Scheff, Gary Puckett, Ron Dante of the Archies and the Turtles, The Vogues, The Cowsills. Saturday, August 22nd, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Randomly, people will say, "You have a very pretty smile." People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over with the iHeartRadio app. Once again, number to call into the station to speak with me and Rick, 513-563-1480. And as we're coming out of break, we're essentially rounding third and heading for home here.
All right.
Yeah. This hour goes. These hours go by so darn fast. It's crazy. But I do know that we've got my friend Bob on hold. So why don't we let Bob come on and talk a little bit. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, Sean.
Good morning, my friend. How the heck are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. And I wanted to congratulate you on keeping your weight off.
Thank you so much. You know it. You know what, Bob? I think that's the easiest part is getting the weight off. It's keeping it off. That's the real challenge.
That's not easy to do. We all have food cravings, and those aren't in our best interest. And I mentioned the book that I thought might help understand the food cravings. Anyway, I'll tell you a little story here. A couple years ago, several years ago, I was talking with my grandkids about the crisis of obesity.
Yeah.
And the health risks involved with obesity, which are myriad.
Oh, yeah.
And, fat around the midline and the butt and the hips and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have surgery to take it off. But, yes, the subcutaneous fat near the surface comes off, but the visceral fat down near the organs stays there. And that's what causes the disease. Anyway, so I'm pretty excited about this and
okay.
calling the grandkids. And all of a sudden, one of the little ones says, "But, Pop, it's not nice to call someone fat." Okay, you're right. You're right. It's not politically correct, I guess.
It's pleasantly anyway. Plump. That's the correct term. It's pleasantly plump.
Yeah. Anyway, it comes from the mouth of babes. So.
Right, exactly.
I want to write this down now. This is just a quick thing.
Sure.
For save the date, June 8th, Friday. From 6 to 8 p.m.,
uh-huh.
a fundraiser in Mount Healthy in North Carolina. I'll give the details later. But
okay.
it's in Movers and Makers in the March 12th digital edition.
Okay.
Explain about this. And it's in the May issue of Movers and Makers. You know what Movers and Makers is?
Yes, yeah. It's I check it out online. They've got a lot of great like musical events, cultural
right.
events. Yeah.
So in May, in the print edition, it's in the date book, June 8th. Anyway, it's trying to bring attention to the oldest wooden building, maybe a second oldest, inside the city limits of Cincinnati. Guess what it is?
In Anderson House, Township. Is it that?
It's not in the city limit.
Oh, in the city limits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the Finneytown area.
It's in Finneytown. Okay.
Are you ready for this? It's a barn. Yes, a barn.
A barn in Finneytown.
Built circa 1810.
Oh, my God.
And that was determined with dendrochronology. That's right. Anyway, it's owned by Cardinal Land Conservancy, thanks to a wonderful, incredibly generous donation from... this person that farmed it for the last, 100 years of this generations. And so we're trying to bring attention to this to try to save it. It needs some rehab.
Okay.
But anyway, I will talk more about this in the next few weeks because...
I thought
that a barn would be the oldest building in Cincinnati.
Well, certainly, yes. Yeah, certainly keep calling in and talking about this, Bob. And I'll promote it on my social media. In fact, I think I'll get my marketing company to take the snippet of this, and we can post it on my TikTok and X accounts. I have a marketing company that takes the video from the show because I record it live on Facebook every week, and they take little snippets and they put it all over social media. So I'll make sure they get this this segment with the fundraiser June 8th and make sure they get it out there.
I want you there too, 6 to 8 p.m.
I'm there.
Healthy on June 8th.
Okay.
June 8th.
I will look that up in Movers and Makers, Bob, and I will certainly I'll certainly be there.
Thanks, Sean. Have a nice day now.
You too, my friend. You take care of yourself.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that's great. I think it's important that, you know, as a country, a city, whatever, that we maintain our heritage and we maintain our history because
yeah.
You know, once
I'm just impressed you got the cabin on Clough. You thought that would.
Well, I drive by it a lot.
Me too.
And I don't. It's on Clough Pike. It's in Anderson Township. Now that wood building, I think that's been around for at least 150 years or longer.
That's the first building in it. I believe it's the first building.
In Anderson Township. Yeah. And
but they have this whole thing in the town center. If you've ever been there.
Mm-mm.
Of Anderson history, it goes back from the very beginning.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they did a whole like room on it. It's pretty nice. Couple rooms on it.
That's pretty awesome. So yeah, I think I remember Mom because I think it was it's like an antique shop, right? It's still they still sell
stuff there, but it has like the history of Anderson Township, like in like, behind glass cases and that's pretty cool.
Okay, well anyway, lots of good. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, so the other by the way, I didn't do our top 10 list, so you're going to enjoy this one because it's the top 10 golf courses in the area.
Mm.
Yeah. So
the hardest?
No.
Well, of course not.
No, these are the top 10 based on rounds played. Okay. So not by difficulty.
So public.
Yeah, I think yeah, pretty much. So all right, so here we go. So those of you that are golfers, you know, take some notes here because here are some good courses that you can play. And I think we've played most of these. I think you and I have. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure. Okay, Aston Oaks, number 10, out in North Bend,
Ohio.
Actually,
an outing there.
Yeah, we have an outing there coming up in a month or two. Glenview, I played Glenview. Right,
yeah,
that's over.
About four.
Yeah, right. Yep, played that course. This course I have not. Oh no, wait. Yes, I have Walden Pons.
Yeah,
out in
that's
Hamilton.
All up in Hamilton.
Yeah, yep. The Mill Course, which I've played that before. Yep. That's actually a long course.
Winton Woods.
Yeah, Winton Woods. Shaker Run, number 6, beautiful course
all
up
way
there.
Up in Lebanon.
Up in Lebanon. Yep. The Vineyard. That's in our neck of the woods in Anderson Township. Always
twice
a
week.
Yep, for your league. Elks Run in Batavia. Play that at least once or twice a year.
Yep.
Rotary Club. We have our outing there. Legendary Run. Another great golf course.
I despise that course. It's so hard. It eats my lunch every time
Does
I play.
Does it really?
Oh, my gosh. I play terrible there.
Well, then don't drink so much.
Well, that's not fun.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, that's, yeah. What do we call it? Swing oil? It's swing.
Yeah,
yeah,
lube.
Swing oil.
Swing lube.
Swing lube. Yeah, exactly. Number 2. Now, this is I haven't played this course in a while, but it is really challenging. Blue Ash Golf Course up there off of Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the number 1 golf course in the greater Cincinnati area, and I think this is pretty true public-wise, Stone Lake Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that course is immaculate.
Yeah.
Absolutely
it's
immaculate.
It's expensive and it's hard.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Played there, I think I just played there once last year. I can't remember what outing it was, but yeah, I was.
Don't play it if it's wet.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Really hard.
Yeah, well, yeah, because then you can't go off the cart path.
Yeah, that, and then you can't, like, if you miss your swing, you don't chunk it.
Right.
It just chunks it.
I know. Well, but yeah, but that, you know, that's why we have day jobs and we don't play golf for a living.
It's supposed to be a stress reliever, but sometimes it's a stressor.
It is, yeah.
But
then,
it's taught me to dial down because you know what? You could be working.
This
instead
is true.
Of playing golf. Well, we always are working.
We got our phones with us for heaven's sakes.
But still,
I know. Well, you know, it's hard to, like, you know, say to a client, "Hey, listen, I'm on the damn golf course. Can you please call me back in like 3-4 hours?"
Yeah, I know. Because they'll go somewhere else.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, and that's why, you know, we've built such, you know, strong, good businesses, because we are responsive. When a client calls or texts, you know, it's usually within 5 minutes they get a text back or a call back, or at least at the very least, "Hey, got your message or saw that you called. Can you give me about an hour and I'll give you a shout?"
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, communication is paramount and critical.
And I deal with a lot of agents, not just me, with my offices.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of communication nowadays, and like especially the younger agents that are coming out, but
yeah, well,
they need to be.
Well, if us old schoolers that have been doing this for a while could teach a class on, you know,
definitely
just basic
schooler.
Etiquette between agents and lenders and everything else, we'd probably be rich. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to take one more break. When we get back, I've got some interesting quick hacks for those of you that would like to sell your homes. So. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Gladys Knight, 7-time Grammy winner. The enchanting voice of Gladys Knight.
Someone to watch.
One impressive hit after another. Gladys Knight. Friday, September 11th at Taft Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office.
use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PURE to 797979 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PURE to 797979 for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PURE to 797979. That's PURE to 797979.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till Good RX wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags that are red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
I put it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Digito Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Again, the studio line to give us a call. 513-563-1480 to speak to me or Rick if you have a question about real estate or a question about mortgage and rates and different loan programs. You know, we're here for your questions and comments. So before we went to break, I talked about, now, springtime is, you know, like I've mentioned in the past few weeks on the show, springtime is the busiest time for real estate, not only agents, but for lenders, for title companies, for insurance, I mean, for everybody involved in real estate. And it's nice to see that, you know, the market, even though it's kind of it's kind of balanced itself out, but it is turning more into a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market. It's getting there. It's going to take some time, and that's okay, right? Because more competition is good, right? So we don't have to necessarily worry about too many of these, you know, $30,000, $50,000 over asking price kind of deals. But again, that's, you know, depends on the school district or depends on the area. Anyway.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, but the reason I bring that up is because if you are thinking about selling your house this year, right, there are, you know, a lot of different things that need to be done to prep your house and get it ready for sale. So I did some research and wrote some information. I got seven, and I think we've got enough time to do this. I've got 7 quick hacks to sell your home in Cincinnati faster. You know, because the 2026 Cincinnati market, you don't need a 6-month renovation project to get a sold sign in your yard. In fact, many of these generic upgrades will often yield a poor return on investment, but buyers today are looking for a clean slate, a well-maintained foundation, and a home that feels ready, not necessarily one that's been over-personalized to someone else's taste. As industry experts say, a home that is priced right and looks loved will beat a poorly priced home with a new backsplash every single time. And that's true. That is very true.
A new backsplash.
Yeah, I know, right? We've seen a few of those in our time. Yeah. So let's look at 7 quick high impact hacks that will actually help you sell your Cincinnati home faster without breaking the bank or your spirit. All right, because again, you know, what breaks the spirit more than a house sitting there forever and not getting sold? So
and spending all that money.
And right, yeah, exactly. So number 1 is price aggressively and strategically from day 1. It's tempting to test the market by pricing high and seeing what happens. But nowadays, in 2026, buyers are tech-savvy and alert. If a house sits for more than 2 weeks without an offer, people start asking what's wrong with it. Instead of aiming for the stars and settling for the dirt, I recommend conducting a deep dive competitive market analysis by positioning your home just a hair below perceived market value. You create a sense of urgency. In a seller-skewed market like ours, pricing slightly lower often sparks bidding war that drives the final price higher than if you had listed it at the peak price originally.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
So, you know, because there's a lot of folks that are still out there thinking that we're in 2022 and we're going to get top dollar for our house. Not necessarily the case.
No.
Right?
Yeah, and I think, and obviously I'm not an agent, but I think if people normally when they put a search in, they put a value.
Yeah.
So they'll do from like 150 to 299.
Right.
But if you price it 300, it's not going to show up.
Correct.
You know, so just a smidge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's part of the pricing strategy, right?
Yeah.
You know, do you do it at 300 or you do it at 299.9, right? You know, you could miss somebody that where 300 is their floor.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to get someone where, you know, 299 or 300 is their ceiling.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Number 2, curb appeal. Now, I've talked about curb appeal a lot. So, the 3-second rule. Listen to this. First impressions aren't just important, they are everything. Whether it be your home or your wife or your husband. First impressions are everything. Yeah, I know. Most buyers have made up their minds about your home before they even step through the front door. You don't need a professional landscape architect. You just need a weekend and some elbow grease. Here's the quick hit list. Fresh mulch, right? Nothing says well-maintained like dark, fresh mulch against green grass. The bold door. Paint your front door a classic but standard color. Think navy blue, forest green, or even a deep charcoal. Because those are the color. Yeah, those.
All right.
Yeah, interesting, right? Pressure wash everything, your siding, your driveway, your porch. It's the visual equivalent of a deep breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. And clean your windows. Again, yeah, it sounds small, but sparkling windows make the whole house look like it's glowing. Small little things, but this is true. You want to get people in the front door? Have that curb appeal. Number 3, declutter like you've already moved. This is especially important for our families with kids and our empty nesters who have lived in their homes for 20 plus years. Your dad, my mom.
Yeah.
We love our memories, but buyers want to see their future memories, not your past ones.
Yeah, it's like get rid of the family pics, all that stuff.
Right, and if you know it, right, well, not necessarily get rid of.
Or
so,
yeah.
Right. So there's a friend of mine. She's a colleague. Her name is Tabitha O'Connor, and I'm going to have her on the show at some point, hopefully May or June. And she's going to talk about what she does. So she takes, I think I gave you her info.
You did.
So she takes your memories, your pictures, your, you know, albums, whatever, and she puts them on like a cloud-based whatever, something in the cloud, digitizes it.
What's the cloud?
It's a cloud, man. I'm on cloud 9, dude.
That's a cloud.
I know. But digitizes everything, and it keeps it in, you know, cloud storage forever. So it's always there. So for generations to come. So. I gave that info to my mom. Hopefully at some point she will take advantage of that. Don't know when, but you know my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know my mom. Stubborn sometimes.
Yes.
But to a fault, but in a good way. Yes. All right. So declutter like you've already moved. Okay. Research shows that staged and decluttered homes sell up to 73% faster. Why? Because space sells. If your closets are bursting and your counters are covered in appliances, the buyer thinks the house doesn't have enough storage. The pack it now strategy, okay? Personal photos, bulky furniture, and countertops. Clean off your countertops. If you have to walk around a chair to get through a room, the chair needs to go to storage. Take all your personal photos down. You want the buyer to imagine their family on the wall. Professional tech is non-negotiable, okay? So in 2026, your first showing happens on a smartphone screen while someone is sitting on their couch. If your photos are dark, blurry, or heaven forbid, feature your reflection in a bathroom mirror, you've already lost.
We've seen those.
Yeah. So the importance here is to make sure that you get professional photography, you get 3D virtual tours, and you get drone footage and even some aerial shots, along with floor plans. And now a lot of the professional photographers, especially the ones I work with, Next Door Photos, which is Daniel Ziger. I also work with Krista Sills.
Yep.
Krista does amazing good work. So does Daniel. But those photos say everything. Okay, so that's the difference. That's one of the biggest things now. I mean, everything is technology based.
Yeah.
So even, you know, most folks will either go to ZillowHomes.com or Redfin or one of those websites to search houses, and those pictures have got to pop.
Yep.
Right. So, I don't want to say this word wrong. What does that say? Let's say Niggles?
Yeah, N-I-G-G-L-E-S.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to fix the niggles, not ignore the renovations. Buyers often interpret small signs of neglect as evidence of larger hidden problems. If you have a leaky faucet, they wonder if the roof leaks. If a cabinet door is hanging crooked, they wonder if the foundation is shifting. Don't spend $20,000 on a bathroom remodel. Spend $200 on replacing burnout light bulbs, fixing that one jiggly doorknob, touching up scuffed baseboards with a bit of paint, and ensuring every door opens and closes smoothly. If you have dated brass fixtures from the 90s, don't replace the cabinets. Just replace the hardware with modern matte black or brushed gold pulls. It's a one-hour job that transforms the room.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, these are all small little things, absolutely little things, but they can add up to a lot because people...
It doesn't look dated.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, if you walk into a house and you've got wood paneling and your house screams Brady Bunch,
yeah, or 70s,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, retro is good sometimes, but not all the time. So, but again, these are tips to, you know, again, save people's budget without, you know, having to fork over, you know, do a home equity loan or fork over tens of thousands of dollars for fixes. Now, if you got a bad roof, you really do have a bad roof. Okay, yeah, do that, but. Yeah. Thing is, when you do these things, if you have to have a big expense, it is pretty much guaranteed that you will get that money back when you sell the house. If you don't do it, if you say, well, we're going to price it here, but I don't want to replace the roof, you do understand and realize that your home may sit for a while if people know that the roof is old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so be ridiculously flexible with terms. Sometimes the hack isn't about the house itself, but about the deal. If you want to move fast, you need to be the easiest person to work with. In the current market, we see deals close faster when sellers are open to closing dates, inspection credits, and short rent backs. What does that mean? If you need an extra week to move into your new place, many buyers are happy to accommodate it if it means the security or it means they secure the home. And we do kind of see that a lot. In fact, I'm working with a client now where we're closing on the property on the 30th. But we're giving them extra occupancy through the 15th because, you know, she's an older lady and it's going to take a little while to get to her new place. So, you know, but as long as sellers are you know, and buyers are good with that, I mean, you know, that works. All right. And then last is maximize visibility beyond the MLS. Targeted social media ads, local Facebook groups, cash buyer networks. Again, the more you get your home out there, the more eyes that are on it, the more you get people coming through and ultimately the right offer to sell your home. Okay, so there's your tips, and that's going to wrap it up for this week. I want to thank Rick, as always. Thanks for coming on, buddy. And thanks, Christopher Smitherman, for being here. Next week, we're going to have Sarah Mangold, who does everything flooring. So everyone have a good weekend and good week. We'll see you next week on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.